there is a revelation.
I'm saying a possession of a spiritual reality,
something that is real in the environment of the Holy Ghost. You can possess it.
Revival Hub International is a fellowship of believers with a desire to establish the kingdom of our Lord through the intense working of the Holy Spirit.
Let men that speak, speak as the oracles of the living God. Men that have touched the cause.
This message by God's servant Apostle Dudich will bring you quickening and transformation by the Holy Spirit.
So after me, the devil is in trouble. He has never been in a bigger trouble than he actually thought he's winning. I know some of you here, the last time, the last days, the end of days, and all that, Satan is not winning. He just plays into the hand of God. The last days are the days that Satan finally plays into the hand of God. The wisdom from eternity matures. There is a wisdom from eternity is about to mature. Vessels that are weak, faceless, nameless. Because Satan probably have targeted the big ministers and the one that he didn't know you are there. You are cooking. You think this thing is happening this weekend is wasted. Joshua Joel, I saw one video that you posted on Facebook. The way people were praying in Adamawa, am I correct? Those people are your people. Jesus Christ, it's nothing different. The whole place was in chaos. Say, what is this? Come here, lift up your hands. That place will burn again. Lift up your hands, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. As you are going back, you know, you know, there are things that you see, you know, that this one is undeniable. Something is moving. Somebody said he came to our meeting. He has no plan to come. He's not a normal man. Only for him, few minutes into the meeting, he found himself doing like this. He said, no, this is not me. He rearranged himself. Then the thing started again. The thing comes from heaven. You can't stop it. When you pray, people will pray because you are praying. You will see what will happen when you get back. Don't miss. Stay focused. Stay on the level. Stay on the level. In the name of Jesus. Father, as I stretch my hands towards him, let there be an increase. 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 My God. The changing one, redeemed to Calvary. I see the need, push his way up through the southern soul, and I believe in miracles. I believe in miracles. I believe the blind can see. I believe the deaf can hear. I believe the dead can rise up from the dead. I believe it with every fiber of my being. If you believe with me, you need to join in this song now, because there are things already happening in the atmosphere. I see. Push his way
see and our soul set free. Miraculous, the changing one, redeemed through Calvary. I've seen the release push its way up through the southern soul, and I believe in miracles, for I believe in God.
Can we do it two times?
I believe in miracles. I've seen a soul set free. Miraculous, the changing one, redeemed through Calvary. Jesus, I've seen the lilies push its way up through the southern soil. Now I believe in miracles, for I believe in God. I believe in miracles. I've seen a soul set free. Miraculous, no change. Redeemed through Calvary. I've seen the lilies push its way up through the southern soil. And I believe in miracles. For
power of God is mighty to heal and to save, to deliver, to make whole, to restore. The power of the Holy Spirit is here to implement everything that Jesus paid for.
I've seen a need push his way up through the southern soul, and I believe in miracles, for I believe in God. I believe in miracles
with every fiber of me. Everything in me, I believe.
The change redeemed to Calvary. I've seen the lilies push its way up through the southern soul. For I believe in God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You need to experience the power of God. You need to experience the glory of God. That is what can touch you. No man can touch you, only God.
Hallelujah.
Lift up your your hands wherever you are seated.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Choir, higher key.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you for your glory. Be broken. We thank you for your marvelous presence, Holy Spirit. Your presence is life, your presence is deliverance and healing. We cast our crowns, we worship you everlasting Father. There is a sister that is delivered from the spirit of asthma. There is a brother suffering from hemorrhoids. The Lord is healing you now.
earth is filled with your glory. The earth is filled with your glory. The earth is filled with your glory. Is filled with your glory. My life is filled with your glory. My life is filled with your glory.
God is teaching many of us the path to his presence. He's teaching you how to carry the glory of God. The tangibility, the Shekinah to carry it. Sing it with me everywhere you want. My life is filled with your glory, not sickness. My life is filled with your glory, not demons. My life is filled with your glory, not afflictions. Be set free, experience their liberty, healing and freedom, deliverance.
Oh,
Colossians chapter 2. First thing I need to announce to you is that Satan is not in heaven. I need to announce it clear. Satan is not where? In heaven. This power that deals with Satan, it must be needed on earth. If Satan is no more in heaven, Victor, we need it where? On earth. Satan is not in heaven. And it's our duty to make sure that we pack him away from the earth and put him. He has a house. He has a place that is meant for him. Let me know whether you know your Bible well. Where is that place? What is he doing in your life? What is he doing in your family? What is that sickness doing? Every single thing that needs to be done, for that matter to be dealt with, has been done. The only thing that remains is that God is still wondering whether you want to accept what he gave you or not. So he's just watching. He's just watching. Do you want this? Is everything that was given to you, you accepted? No. Some of them you rejected. God is offering us absolute access to the victory that Jesus has gotten. I want to start showing us something from the scripture. That will be the basis of what God is going to do. I just want to lay a little foundation. Then as I'm speaking, I believe many of you are already healed. So, if your healing is so drastic, we went for a meeting and the healing was so drastic and mighty that the person that was healed was crying and ran out. She couldn't wait for the meeting to end. Where was that? I think it also happened in Futo. Okay, it happened in Sweden. It has happened in many places. Like this one, you are thinking, if I wait for one more minute, this testimony will run away. Are you getting what I'm saying? Victor and the rest of the people, they will be on my right hand side, this side. I celebrate all the men of God in the house, all the powerful men. I honor you. Sorry, I have an assignment to deliver this. Amen. I will not be at peace if I didn't deliver it. But I need to deliver it. I need to arm you people. Let me tell you something. The truth is that at some point, it is more important to be aware of what you already have than pursuing what you don't have. The fact is that many times what we already have can get more accomplished than we even imagined. That is why Satan trades in ignorance. The reason why he trades in ignorance is, first of all, to cast a shadow on the possibilities and possessions that we have on the immediate. And there is something about spiritual things. If you are aware of what you already have and get it to act or do something, the possibilities of doing more has heightened. That means, at the instance of what you know bringing results for you, your faith capacity has increased. There are a few things that increases faith capacity. I remember the first time in the village, I prayed for the sick. I think it was a deaf ear and a blind eye. I prayed for them. The deaf ear opened. Man of God, I don't want to use that word, but that's close to what happened to me. I almost ran mad. I say, me, have prayed for a deaf person. I called everybody I knew. I was telling them the deaf. I said, you don't know what we are talking about. I needed everybody in the whole world. I was wondering why it was not in CNN that day. I needed everybody to know that this little me has finally opened one deaf ear. You don't know what will happen to you when you do that. I'm telling you, the people that God has used to do one will tell you that's the beginning of everything for them. Everything was normal until one happened. Say after me, the Lord will not only heal me, but he will make this my hand healing hands. If all of us heal 5 sick people every week, and we are thousands of people here, that will mean, let's assume we are 3,000 here. 5 times 3 will be how many? That will mean 15,000 healings every week. 15,000 healings every week. Okay, 150,000, not 15,000. Okay, my God, 150,000 in a week, in a month, God's love. In a month, how many people can be healed? Forget the number. Stop doing the calculation. What is important is that even if it is 10,000 that will be healed, even if it's 5,000, multiply it by 20 days, by 4 weeks, by 10 weeks. That will be 50,000 healings from here already. Listen to me. It is also easier to believe for yourself when you... There are two ways it works. Sometimes, if you are doubting whether God will heal you, stretch hands and heal another person. It will make you know that, sometimes you'll be doubting whether God is still working, whether God is still available. The first thing that will cure that malady is stretch your hands first. If something flows through you and heal another person, you will now know that this thing is available. You are the one that has not found a way to take advantage of it. Is it not true? So after me, this my hands is healing hands. So after me, this my hands can work miracles. So after me, this my hands can cast out devils. You can shout that amen. You can shout that amen. These days they are saying, the reason why we have to emphasize more on the miraculous is that we are coming to a gene. I'm shocked that people still doubt the miraculous now. With all that God has done for many generations. You know why? It's because they are looking on a few men of God to do it. If your neighbor in your office is working in the miraculous and he doesn't have a church, it will make you to know that this thing is real, because you know the person, you know him well. You know, probably your roommate. And if God can use this person, this thing they are talking about must be true. One of the ways to close the mouth of Satan when it comes like this is to multiply the verses through which God can do that. Because if it's one or two, then Satan can target them for the discredit them. But if there are 1,000 people, he will not find who to use. Say after me again, this my hands can work miracles. We work miracles. He's working miracles. Say after me, this my hands. Power day del. I'm telling you. I didn't know before that there is power in this sense. We were praying on campus one day, and then we came. please join hands together. I held their hands. Suddenly, everybody that held hands with me fell under power. I said, this thing has started again. The problem is that anytime God wants to touch people, he doesn't touch me. Everybody fell. I was the only one standing. I said, this problem has started again. Why is it that God touches people, remembers them, pushing them forward? The power of God is touching them, and I'm always like this. Am I a tree? That time we held hands again, they fell under power. When I wanted to complain the third time, something just seemed very small. It was not hard. It just said, have you ever thought? The thing asked me a question. Did you bother to think whether this thing is coming from you? The car is not possible. And me that I know, me, I know myself more than anybody. I know myself. I'm not among the people that can have this power. If they are saying power, you'll be saying, maybe if his sister, if they are saying power, say, ah, maybe Chinwe can have power. Me, matter, have power. Ha, man. Let me just face my kitchen duties. I know how to. I'm telling you, so many of you, anytime they say these things, you are always thinking about somebody else. You are always thinking about somebody else. And as long as your mind and consciousness cannot capture it, God can't do anything. God will need to keep talking to you, keep talking to you, keep talking to you until you believe him. I wonder why. But as soon as you believe God, as soon as you believe him, you will now find out that you are the one that has been holding God since. I'm telling you. The earth is filled with your glory. My life is filled with your glory. My life is filled
with your glory. The Lord is my life.
I went to church on Sunday after that. We are doing Sunday school, so I was nothing. I was just think that time I become a chief watch. So I was at the back. Things were happening. There is one time we had new member. I think it was your roommate. It was a Catholic conk one, and nothing has happened. That's what cleared my sister's doubt. Cleared everything. The one that cleared her twin sister cleared her doubt too. That's when she started believing that her brother might be, not as if I am, might be a man. Not she, but her twin. I came to, what's that hostel? Outside. No, outside. Zig's flat. She was at Zig's flat that time. I was ministering heavily on an outreach crusade. My sister was in that hostel. She didn't come. She was hiding upstairs. But she was watching me. And she is here. She's watching me. Watching me to know whether I can't be, just because you are my brother, I will not believe. Why? I need to have an evidence to be. There are some of your brothers, biological, they are still doubting your siblings. They are doubting. They need proof. So after me, I'm going back with proof. If you go back, touch your mother on the sick bed, raise her. Huh? Persecution ends, so. Persecution ends. If they want to say, what we are saying is to take it easy. It's not as if the language will change. That's what I'm telling you. That's it. Remember one sonship conference? I think Pastor Mecca came too. I finished ministry, and then it was, and my father, biological father, was there too. So after the thing that happened, I think Victor was there too. That's what Victor saw and said, what am I doing with my life? What happened? It happened so much. My father now, that he has seen that, God called me. Oh, now watch. Somebody that told him that God said that I am called doesn't believe it until something comes out. People are doubting your calling. They are doubting it. Even people that prophesied your calling are still doubting it. I tell you the truth. Human being is like that. They are not bad. That's how we are. They are hoping they didn't make mistake when they said what they said. You are the one that will stand on your feet and say, this thing must work. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. Say, this thing I received, it must work. Oh. You go back, see yourself in the dream, raising the dead, casting out devils, raising cripples, doing mighty things. Exchange it. Stop thinking about where they are pursuing you. Think about where you are pursuing people, pursuing things, healing the sick. I don't have time for nightmares. I always heal the sick and do mighty things. I'll be preaching, wake up. That's actually how I do the things. I'll be in the dream and then I wave my hand. People fell. I say, I wake up and say, is that where we are going? I'll come. I say, let me try it. And then I'll come and try it. The thing happened. When it happened the first time, I say, okay, dream. I said, this is what I will do. I will now tell my mind, I warn you, oh my mind, my subconscious, I'm warning, I'm going to sleep now. And I'm telling you, when I get there, meet me there. Let's start doing miracle there. That's how I do my own. I say, I'm going there and I don't want to waste time in my dream. Hey, are you hearing what I'm saying? I'm going there. There is no time in this life. Let's continue ministry there. It is the ministry I did there that I came out and you are benefiting from. That's how I saturate every. I don't have time. Then you now wake up and say, Nemo, hey God, how did you get there? How? My life is filled with your glory. Anything I touch, the earth is filled with your glory. The earth is filled with your glory. Glory is the Lord. A lot of people were healed in that meeting, but the outreach things happened. The one that happened in church, I just told the lady, you want to be filled with the Holy Ghost? Say yes. I said, receive. If you see the way the power of God threw her to, and she started speaking, somebody that is a con was your roommate. That's the first time we are seeing it on a Sunday service, Sunday morning. There is not a special mirror, nothing was happening. One of our pastors that time, after service, he came and met me and said, man of God, well done. The first time I was addressed as man of God. Say after me, listen to me, say after me, Lord, use me for your glory. So that people will properly identify me in my calling. There are things people will see, they will call. Yes. Yes. What they saw around Jesus, even Herod said, is it that Elijah has come back? I thought I killed him. This is seen as much. Are you getting the point now? There are things. Lift up your hands one more time. Listen, it's not just about your hands. It's just that your hand is a gateway. There is a doctrine of the laying of hands. It's just beyond laying of hands. The hands is a gateway. It has a spiritual meaning. So even when God said the hand of God is something, it's beyond just. So if I say this, somebody will say my head too, my mouth too. That's not what we are saying. When you say your hand, every other part of your body is involved. It is not an anatomical matter. It's a spiritual man. That's where the horn, the hiding of his power, that's where it is. So after me, Lord, your power in my hands, it triples 10 times. It multiplies 10 times. In case you don't know before now, I believe in power. We are here because of power. I believe in power. I believe it with all my being. Say after me again, Lord. Your power in my hands multiplies 10 times. That's what the Holy Ghost was telling me when the worship was going. You will see, you will shake people. Some of you finish saying it and you forget. We finished them, I think, Sonship Conference last year. and a sister, one of the sisters, one of the newer ones that we had. That time I told people stand, and then I walked. I told them my shadow. The sister went and did the same thing after service. People stood. He told them stand, let my shadow, and she passed. Her shadow brought all of them. Somebody we just brought. What is the problem? But she believed that she entered into conviction and consciousness, stepped into it immediately. Say after me, Lord, it's happening for me now. Say, Lord, it's happening for me now. Anything I'm telling you to say, be saying it, because there is no, that's the only way I can transfer what is in the spirit to you. Because, Lord, is it not time? Is it not time? Let me read one scripture so you will not say I didn't read scripture. Colossians chapter 2, verse 9. What's happening to our projection? For in him dwelleth the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Maybe let me start from verse 8. It's not necessary, but for the first purpose of context, beware lest any man spoil you through the philosophy and vain deceits, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. The reason why I read this verse 8, are you with me? If you are with me so far, say amen. Amen. The reason why I read verse 8 is so that you will know that verse 9 is talking about Christ, who is mentioned in the last phrase of verse 8. He said, after the rudiments of the world and not after Christ. Verse 9. If you are with your Bible, let's read verse 9 together. 1, 2, ready, go. The most important thing about this verse is not even fullness. It's not even Godhead. It is bodily, because it has never been seen before. For in him dwelleth all, say after me, all, the fullness of the Godhead bodily. This is one of the reasons why Jesus was killed, because he made a few statements that alluded to the fact that he is God. They called him to some point. He said, Abraham saw my day. They called him to some point. He said, Moses said, but I say. They called him and said, are you the king of the Jews? The claims that Jesus is making was much. But you cannot fault a man that is saying what he is. You can't help yourself. If I come and ask, Mr. Webb, now, are you married? Just because you don't like what he's saying, he can't deny himself. He's married. Husband of one wife that is a female. Are you getting the point? If I ask you now, are you a man?
Yes, sir.
There's nothing you can do about it. Okay, just to please somebody, you now say, I'm not a man. No. The most you can do if you are afraid of the person is to keep quiet. That's what Jesus did. Is it not true? He kept quiet. He said, for in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead. What? Body. Pay attention. Next verse. And ye are complete in him. I don't understand. This is a strange thing. Watch. I know it's very hard to believe. Very, very hard. You can believe it. Listen to me. Let me tell you something. There are things that we have found out, and I think I've spoken about it a few times. In several places in the body of Christ, what we actually call faith is simply mental assent. A mental assent is not equal to faith. There is what we call You know, when you got born again, that thing you did when you got born again, that made you come out to be born again 10 times. How many of you, you were like me? You got born again, somebody else. Especially somebody like Evangelist Chanya, Evangelist Vin, will come and preach. You say, this my born again is not born again. Oh, I need to be born again under Evangelist Uche so that I will be sure that I'm born again. I will now come out and be born again under him. Then Rehad Bonnke will come preach his own. I say, that the born again of Evangelist Uche, I'm not sure of it. Let me go to Bonnke so that I'll be sure. Then you born again with Bonnke. I'm telling you how all of our own happen. Then Maokai will come. Say, I need to be born again in Igbo language because I was born again in English language. I'm not sure my born again is correct. Then you get born again. That's how you will be born again. Every 2 years, every 1 year or 6 months. Be born again, be born again, be born again, be born again. Until one day we come, you will now realize that what is missing is just knowledge that you have been born again. Now, let me tell you, part of what is the challenge is this. Actually, many of those people that came out and say after me, they are not born again. It is not every say after me that is born again. Now, I'm not here to do theology, Jesus. I'm here to heal the sick. But let me tell you something. In the history of the church, the requirement to be a Christian is what we call believable confession. It means that if somebody comes and makes an open confession of being a Christian, he is accepted as being a Christian. Unfortunately, the challenge with that kind of position is that it captures a statement of faith that has not become a living thing in our heart. Are you getting the point? So we had many people that made statements of faith that there was no reaction in their heart. And they know. So they became Christian. I taught it a few when I was teaching them on water baptism. I told them, so they are taken into, but they know nothing happened in their heart. That thing that they said, they actually, the preacher will be telling them, do you believe that Jesus died? I believe. Do you believe this? I believe. Is it this? Yes. And this? Yes. And this? Yes. And whatever? And all that. So, but the person knew that nothing happened. That thing is called mental assent. He actually agreed with you, but he agreed with you in his head. Are you getting what I'm saying? Mentally, he's able to process what you said, and he's able to agree with it, and he's able to follow it. It doesn't mean that a reaction has taken place. That's not faith that is born. Faith is born by an oppression of God himself. If God is not at work, faith cannot be born, because where will the substance come from? That means we will provide the substance by ourselves. Meanwhile, all substances are linked to God. And the scripture made us understand in the book of Romans that substance can be possessed through the scripture. Meanwhile, when you enter into the substance of the word, you will find God at the end. So we need a contact point through which we can access all the substances of God. And the scripture made us to understand that the Bible, the word of God, is the compendium of all the substances. A man that is able to find a gateway through the scripture can find the substance of God. And through that substance, faith can be born. So the scripture showed us that the word is the foundation by substance for all faith. That means that God is at work in one way or the other. So if I come and say, do you believe that God will heal you? And you say, yes. Okay, let me say, you will see it here. Do you believe that God can heal you? The people that actually believed might not be up to 20%. That means what we had was a mental assent. If faith was actually born, before you are through with saying it, something will happen. Are you getting the point? So we have so many believers mentally assenting to what we are saying, but inside their heart, the thing is not there. Are you getting what I'm saying? There are many things you said that people mentally assented. When Satan now came That's when you now find out. Are you getting? Because what you say you believe must be tested. And if it is actually faith, it should be able to stand. What did I say? If it is faith, it should be able to what? Stand. The fact that it didn't stand is a testimony to the fact that faith has not arrived yet. Say after me, Lord, let something be born in my heart this night. And ye are complete in him. In Christ Jesus dwelleth the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And we are complete in him. Listen to me. As a believer, never find yourself anywhere that is outside of Christ. That is actually where Satan wants to find us, wants to get us in. We are complete in him. It means that what is operating in us is what is fully operating in Christ. Fully, nothing different. What is operating in you? Jesus did not walk this earth by a different means than you are walking this earth. If not, he doesn't have the right to expect from you what he's telling you to do. Say, live holy, do this. You can't. Except it is by the same power and spirit with which he did it. So we, the same thing, we are complete in him by the same life, by the same essence, by the same spirit, by the same nature. My life is filled with your glory. My life is filled with your glory. My life is filled with your glory. Glory is the Lord. I was in Zambia recently, and we went from here to here to here. We noticed that God was curing incurable diseases. Somebody will come to meeting with a swollen manhood that is bringing out pus. Abu, let me say it the way you will understand. Just imagine it. Swollen and pus was coming out. Suddenly, he has gone to hospital, so taking treatment, done everything. Suddenly, the power of God hit him. Bam! The thing dried, reduced, became normal. Instantly. That power is here. I said that power is here. I said that power is here. Satan can't convince me against what I'm carrying inside. It can't convince me. I know it too. You can't convince me. People have tried all this life to convince me again. I refuse it. There's nothing I've not heard of. Don't come and tell me, okay, your calling is like this. Just be doing like this. This is the stage of your calling now. I said, okay, sir. As soon as I'm jumping back, I say, where is the leper? Where is everything? Let's bring down everything. Because I looked around, nobody is doing it. Oh, all of us should fold hands and be waiting for the level in the next 10 years. In the next 5, who calibrates? Pastor was telling me the other day when we were discussing. You know, I like the words that man uses many times. That word means. He said that God did not call him. That he just loved God too much and found himself in ministry. That's simplistic anyway. God called him. God called him. But he's trying to make a point. He's trying to say that I did not wait for too many explanations. That the burden and desire to see something happen in the name of Jesus is enough motivation. Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Stop waiting for any other thing. Step out there.
Listen to me. Everybody that is looking for pulpit to prove that he's called, I doubt if you are called. I doubt it, seriously. The thing will be so much that there is no time for everywhere is pulpit. We're moving everywhere. I'm telling you. I took outreach to almost all the hostels in UNN. Thank God for my reverend that was giving me the instrument to be moving around everywhere. Moving around. I was taking it. That's where for the first time I was ministering. I saw people falling under power everywhere. I said, what is this? I came back. My faith rose. Are you getting the point? Say after me, I will no more hide this power. I'm stepping out to use it. I'm stepping out to use it. I'm stepping out to use it. Your pastor might not have the gift to heal. Might not have the gift, the ability to raise the dead. That's what happened to Archbishop. The pastor was preaching and saying, God can raise the dead. God can raise the dead. God can raise the dead. When he finished, he said, sir, is it true that God can raise the dead? He said, yes now. He said, sir, second question. Have you raised the dead? Thank God for that pastor. He's a sincere, truthful pastor. He said, no, I have not. He now asked him the third one, can I raise the dead? He said, you can. I like that pastor. The man said, it's over. All I wanted to hear is, I can. Listen to me. I also tell you from the scripture, you can. You are saying, I want to be matured in God. I need to ascend into ranks. This one is not by rank. So, rank is for a different thing. In fact, the real purpose of rank is not in this age. The real purpose of rank is for things that are bigger than the things we are discussing about now. The real purpose of rank, he said, when I now ascend the rank, then you need to start with healing people. Then when you heal people, you now go to healing headache. Then from headache, you now heal ulcer. From ulcer, listen to me, you can step out today and raise the dead today. Do you believe it? Believers thou? Believers thou? Say after me, lift up your hands. Say after me, there is power in these hands. Even if you don't believe the Bible, I'm telling you now. Stand up and do something. An army that is sitting at home is wasting the resources of God. Show me the next verse. You can be seated. In whom also ye are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands. In putting off the body of sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ. Buried with him in baptism. Buried with him in baptism. Wherein also ye are risen with him through the faith. You see what I was saying? I didn't even know that is. Are you seeing it? This is actually what happened when somebody get born again. He said, buried with him in baptism, wherein also ye are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God. God by himself is doing something. Mentally, you cannot be born again by mental ascent. It's impossible. There is a mighty work of God that went on. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Who had raised him from the dead? So he's trying to say, are you getting the picture now? He's trying to say that what actually happened when a man got born again is that what happened when Christ was raised from the dead happened in you. Are you with me? The scripture is testifying here that what it took God to raise Jesus from the dead is what it took you to be born again. He's saying that we were identified in baptism representative of the fact that Jesus died. That when we are raised from that water, it was also representing the fact that Jesus was raised from the dead. That same oppression of God that was at work when Jesus was raised from the dead was the oppression that was at work when we got born again. So God was acting in Christ
in a sovereign way. He was acting in us in Christ. You didn't hear me. Touch that lady. You didn't hear me. When God was acting in Christ and raising him from the dead, that was when he raised you. Now, when you accepted it, is different. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I accepted my own 25 years ago. I don't know when you accepted your own. But when God was working that thing, he said, that oppression of faith, he captured his activity in Christ in what we call an oppression of faith. That you were identified in that oppression. That the way to receive that oppression of God in Christ is by an extending of faith. Then the activity of God that raised Jesus from the dead will become active in you. The work that God did in Christ in raising him from the dead will become the same work that God did in you. So as far as God is concerned, his oppression to bring us to the place where we benefit of the life of God has been accomplished in Christ. Not in Christ as by Christ only, in you in Christ. The day you accepted it, it becomes a reality. That was the day that faith was able to activate the things that have. So, are you hearing what I'm saying? I say all the power you need, all the anointing you need, God worked it in Christ. All the wisdom, he worked it. All the victory, he worked it. I'm not saying he worked. Are you hearing me? Listen. I'm not saying that Jesus defeated Satan. No. I'm saying that you, say after me, I defeated Satan too. When Jesus was defeating Satan, we defeated him together. Say after me. When Jesus was defeating Satan, we defeated him together. He was carrying me on his loins. We went to that warfare together. Satan, have you forgotten how we defeated you? How we mesmerized you? Have you forgotten how we mashed your head? Have you forgotten how we crushed you? Have you forgotten how we stripped you? I'm not hearing you. Have you forgotten how we stripped you naked? Have you forgotten how we took your weapons? Have you forgotten how we paraded you in here? What are you doing in my family? What are you doing in my body? Out! You need to remind him. He doesn't want you to remind him of what. I'm not saying what Jesus did. Everybody knows, even Satan knows. I'm saying, Pastor, you were with him. You just that you were fighting with him, whether you accept it or not. As soon as you get born again, you are identified with that warfare. That's why Satan started fighting us even before we knew what we did. Because he's already aware that you were in that warfare and won him together. If he allows you, you will start implementing that victory. For the Lord God Almighty reigns. Hallelujah. For the Lord God Almighty reigns. Hallelujah. Oh, let me hear you, choir. Holy. You, Lord God Almighty, what is the name? What is the name? You are holy, holy. Are you? Amen. Lord is healing somebody with a heart condition.
What is the love?
Same in the name of Jesus. I say your life will never remain the same in the name of Jesus. I want to show you something more in the scripture. The circumcision of your flesh had he quickened together with him. What I'm trying to present to you here is that there is nothing that happened to Christ that didn't happen to you. I'm not saying there is nothing that happened to you that didn't happen to Christ. I'm saying there is nothing that happened to Christ that didn't happen to you. Are you following me now? Have Jesus died? I want to hear you. Has he died? Has he resurrected? That my sister on green. Is he a sister or a brother? Has he died? This on green. Has Jesus died? Has he resurrected? That thing that happened to him happened to you too. That's the main point. Are you with me here? Having forgiven you all your trespasses. Next verse. Blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against you. We would have taken time to do justice to this. That means for every man that is upon the face of the earth, before he met Christ, there were things that were written against you. They are totally against you, and nobody could, even though you needed those things to be blotted out, nobody could. The only person that can do it is Jesus. And by his blood, he was able to blot out all those ordinances that was written against you, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. My God. Next verse. Let's read verse 15 together. 1, 2, ready, go. Let's read it again. I didn't hear you. Let's read it again. 1, 2, ready, go. I've not heard the people. Wait, let me hear them. 1, 2, ready, go. Let's read it one more time. Remember where we started. Everything about where we read. Wait a little. Give me 5 minutes. Everything about where we read was suggestive of the fact that there is a pure and indivisible identification that every man that was in Christ had with him. It is something that is eternal in context. This is how to define what we mean by this union that we have with Jesus. God did things before you appeared. Hello, can you hear me? You didn't hear me. God did what? Things. Now, the only way he can do these things if he factored it around the oppression of faith. Because even the receivers thereof has not yet appeared. So we have to work it and put it in such a way that anytime a man realizes what God has worked, he will become a possessor of the same thing. Now, the first thing you need to understand is that God has worked. He has worked in you in Christ. He has worked in Christ for you. And everything has been complete. in Christ, we have been made complete. Now, for that to become something that can be possessed at any time, he has to bring it to a realm of oppression that is called faith, substantiating that thing by himself. Considering the kind of person that God is, there is no possibility of the legitimacy of what God did to expire. The Bible said in the book of Hebrews that through the eternal spirit, Jesus offered himself, what? Once and for all. Now, the scripture making reference and comparison, he was actually comparing the priesthood of Moses and the priesthood of Christ. And he said that there are a few challenges with the priesthood that is of the Aaronic priesthood. There are a few. One of it is that it lacks the capacity to produce life. But there is another challenge. Another challenge is that even the priesthood, the priest itself, they die. And when they die, there is a need for another man to rise. Are you getting what I'm saying? And the change of men brings a lot of variabilities. No matter how well one person does, if another person comes in, there will be a need. Sometimes you will have to train the person for 40 years, hoping that he will be able to learn half of what the other guy. Are you following me now? So because of it, the scripture said that God cannot continue. There is always a break in transmission for every time a high priest appears to become the linkage between man and God. When that person serves his generation and the time is due, he sleeps. And because they die, the book of Hebrews said they cannot continue. But he said, this man. Say after me, this man. He said, this man ever liveth. Say after me, this man ever liveth. Say after me, this man is Christ Jesus. This man is the one I'm carrying inside of me. You don't know what it means. It's not something to boast. It is something to actually just realize how God has willed to us something this precious. The question I ask myself when I come into the economy of this kind of truth is this. I say, what God is looking for must be beyond my imagination. If not, he cannot come out. Do you know what he willed? He summed up all his labors in Christ, put that thing inside of you. It is a total disgrace for you to doubt what God tells you after that time. When a man doubts what God tells him because of the... If God come and tell a believer, you can do this, and you say, I cannot, you are shaming all heaven. You are telling them you wasted your time. You are telling them actually that Jesus has not risen from the dead. That the works he did in you, by that thing he went to hell and rose up, is not actually true. Because if it's true, the things you are saying will be lie. So what you are saying can be true, and what God is saying will be true at the same time. One will be a lie. Let every man be a liar. Let my sickness, my trouble be a liar. Let only God be truthful. Are you hearing what I'm saying? What I'm telling you, Satan doesn't like you to remind him of. He doesn't like you to ever remind him of what I'm saying here. Show me my Colossians. He doesn't want you to remind him. So the capacity of the Christ in this context is that the investments of the heavenlies that was captured in his sacrifices was invested in such a way that it lives. So after me, it lives. That's the challenge we have. So if it is ever living, it means that if Paul met it in this vibrancy, and then I come 2,000 years later, how will I meet it? In the same vibrancy. It doesn't decrease. Do you know what it means to say in a spiritual context that something ever lives? It is not just that it's existing. When the scripture says something is alive, it doesn't mean that this thing is actually existing. Existence and living is not exactly the same thing in a spiritual context. If you are with me so far, say amen. Amen. You have to come into the fact that when God speaks about a living, it means that there is a power through which that thing is quickened to interface and interact with something that was not possible before then. So that means that when we say something lives, It means that there is a participation and interaction that man has been robbed of before the time that Jesus appeared, and by his death and resurrection and the same operation through which God raised him from the dead, we were picking. That is what it means to live. So the reason why I'm saying this now is, before you were quickened, you were existing. No? I don't know when you got born again. But before you were quickened, before you were living, before you were made alive, you were existing. So the definition here of when something ever liveth is not that it's existing. It means that this thing has the capacity to sustain the substance embedded in it, in its vitality. So if Peter's shadow can heal the sick, that time, the same substance with which we were able to quicken that thing to that capacity is still ever living. So it is still at work to bring the same potentials and capacities in you. It is still what? Ever living. How many times did Jesus visit hospital? It baffles me. Are we really born again? Who are we carrying? Sometimes lock yourself for 3 days and be asking yourself, who am I carrying? Who am I carrying inside me? Who am I carrying? Is it Jesus? How many times? Ogwoneke mix in you, Jesus. Ask him. I've been talking to some sister. One sister, you tell me, Papa, that my eyeglasses, I brought it back. My eye is now paining me back. I said, I don't understand. Who are you carrying on this side? Who healed you? If Jesus healed you, it ever lived. It's nothing like he healed you now and then he left and then he changed and then something else is happened. No, it was ever lived. And having spoiled all principalities, I live in the realm of victory and ascension. The powers that galvanize my soul are not resident on the earth. I call a troop to come there. There is a power we are expected to live by, the power of the age to come. I see an army rising. They are not weak. Sickness has been dealt with in their own case. When the scripture said, having spoiled principalities and powers, it was a metaphor. The metaphor here was painted in the day that Goliath was fighting with David. Are you with me? If you are with me, say amen. It was champion against champion. If you want to understand this war that took place in the underworld, you might have to go to the contention between David and Goliath. A few pictures was painted there. It was champion against what? Champion. Having spoiled. So it was a contention. They came and said, it was Goliath that threw the challenge. He said, Israel, if you have a champion, bring. So David came out. He said, who is this uncircumcised Philistine? Now that's what God wants to do. Because this guy, David, was not rated anywhere. He is not a man of God. He is somewhere in this auditorium. Can even be a female. But something is boiling. He said, God, can you use a female like me? She will say, instead of you not to use me, I will die. Where am I alive? If you are that lady, the Holy Ghost will identify you, suffocate your being with divine power. Such that when you appear, people will be wondering whether you are still a normal person. God is looking for those people. He's even he liked the fact that you are not known yet, that you are not trusting yourself. Because when you start trusting yourself, trusting, seeing yourself as a man of God, you will now be resting on your own works and the things you are doing as a man of God, and some things will reduce. Now that you don't trust yourself, he wants to start using you quickly. He said, bring out your champion. David appeared. He said, who is this uncircumcised Philistine? So after me, who is this uncircumcised Philistine? That's how to address issues. Who is this uncircumcised Philistine? Listen to me. So after me, I am charged against Satan now. So Goliath came out and David came out. They wore David some things. He removed it. He said that these things are carnal equipment. I have tools that I learned from the spirit. I say they are like words, but they are not words. They are weapons. Are you seeing it now? Because another person, a sister, can come and say, by his stripes you are healed. You say, ah, we have been quoting it. Not for that sister. She is not just quoting Bible. She's not doing Bible reading. She was in the secret, and the weapon was, it was fired into her heart. Said the same spirit that raised Jesus. When she's coming out, she's not. When you are quoting it, you are quoting Bible. When she's quoting it, she's with a weapon. How many do you have? Ask your neighbor, how many do you have? You are not asking. Ask your neighbor, how many do you have? Before you know it, the contention started. He said, am I the one you want to use this? Satan is underestimating you, and it's a good thing. You appear, you tell them, there was a sister, one of us, she went back and saw shrine everywhere in their house. She packed all the shrine with the blood there, burnt it. Nothing happened till today. Because Satan was, you this girl. If the thing comes, what do you do? Pack all of them, burn it. That's what Goliath was doing. He looked at himself. He thought he was actually big. He didn't know they had weighed him in and found out that in the rating, he is nothing. We appeared, but it is not we. It is Jesus that appeared again. So when he was with David, brought out one and just fired it. He went and hit the head, not you. And then suddenly, the same Goliath, something we are thinking is mighty, so big and insurmountable, one stone. Say after me, this night I beheld Satan fall. I'm not hearing you. Say after me, this night I beheld Satan fall. Watch. So when the contention started, suddenly, as soon as that man fell, David went, took his own sword, cut off his head. This is where my point begins. He stripped him off. Say after me, stripped him. Show me my Colossians, brother. Show me my Colossians. Keep it there. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a public show of them. Now, this is what is happening. This is where it happens. This, when you two champions contend, when one wins one, a few things happen. Number one, everybody that is following the other champion that was won, we become an automatic slave to these ones. Listen to me. Say after me, demons are slaves to the believer. You didn't hear what I'm saying, no? No. Demons are slaves That's what happened there. Every single person, just as Jesus was standing, won on our behalf. It is counted that the whole Israel won. Is it not true? And everybody that is a Philistine automatically became a slave to Israel. Everybody that rejected to be slave was killed. Are you hearing what I'm saying? In the same way Jesus went to her, the Bible said that he appeared there and said, where is Ogu? Ogu was running. What's the name of the deity of your village? Afide. Belafe. They counted him in the number. What was the name? Ebara. Ebara. I don't know the name. Whatever the name is, it's not important. They package all of them. Do you know the one? It was bad. Jesus did not defeat him one after another. He bundled all of them together. He bundled all of them together. That's, Satan doesn't want you to hear this. What we are doing here, yeah, we are army and all that, but it's not army I'm fighting. Me, I'm not fighting Satan. No. You are the one fighting. He has been fought and defeated. What we are doing here is victory parade. Hey! Have you ever... Wait, you are here. You have ever watched football before? Raise your hand. I have watched. You have watched. Good. Have you ever? I know you have. Have you ever watched Champions League final? You have watched Champions League final. Say amen. Hey, we are many here. So, which club did you watch? You lady. Huh? Huh? I need somebody that watched Chelsea. You won Chelsea. The one they won. You are the one. Even though I don't have this, but let's just listen to me. Which one do you watch? There is a one I watched those days. It was Chelsea versus who? Bayern Munich, yes. It's not the man you own. It's Bayern Munich. The one I know they won. I don't know. So now this is the point. Where was the match played? Listen to me. Are you following me now? Jesus went to her. On our bata. And we're only a challenge him. Osonawa. Money in an hour. All of them run away. And he said, who is challenging? Any other person remaining? Any other person? That's what happened. Listen. Chelsea, I remember that match. Final. Coincidentally took place in the home of Bayern Munich. Am I correct? I said Jesus went to hell, Satan's cabin. He went to his house and said, okay, a man should be strong in his house. Bring out your strength. I'm here. Do you know what I'm saying? I don't know about you, but when Jesus was there, as they were doing that thing, I was with him too. As he was doing his hand, like, now me they do that thing. You don't know. You didn't see me. Hey! You still wait. That time, Jesus was mesmerizing them in here. How I wish you saw it. I didn't say I was there. I'm not saying I was there. If you look where, you will see I was the one doing it. You didn't see the picture. Go and look for the album. The album they snapped in hell that day, they won. That's why I appear in territories and I tell Satan, I know you know my name. Why? I know that album is with him. I was there, he saw the picture. Avili Kamumba Kapala, Afateli Kapala, Patalia.
Yes, he's the lion. We share the lion.
We share. In Jesus' name. In hell, they keep album. You know album? I don't know this. They don't keep album. But I saw one picture they sent me. I saw my uncle. He went to primary school somewhere in Ihiala. There is no way we would have known. Listen, a generation of demons will rise and forget that they have been dealt with. our job is to go and bring out the album and say, are you not seeing me? I'm there now. You have 1 minute to pray now. Show Satan your face in the album. Where they defeated, you are not praying.
Yes, he's a liar. Oh, he's a liar. Yes, he's a liar. We fear the liar. Yes, we fear the liar. We fear the liar. We fear the lion.
We fear the lion. We fear the lion. We fear the lion.
Yes, we fear the lion.
We fear the lion.
We fear the lion. Yes, I fear the lion.
Things are happening. Say after me, I have the evidence here. Satan, what are you still waiting for? You are going to address situations, sicknesses now. If you are sick, you put your hands at the part of your body. If you are not sick, you use that your hands and address the situation, whatever it is. The miracle is not limited to bodily healing. Every challenge, every situation, everything that has resisted change. I want to tell you that God is not going to do it. He has done it. What you need to do is to present evidence now. In the next 2 minutes, you need to say that in Christ Jesus, this matter has been dealt with. I present the evidence of this word in the scripture. Satan, now, not tomorrow. Leave. Leave from here. Leave from here. Let this happen like this. Let this happen like this. Lift up your voice and pray in the name of Jesus Christ. This is your moment. God will confirm it. It's time to receive your miracle. Jesus, I take authority over every foul spirit. Over every demon and spirit of infirmity. Once I finish this prayer, you say amen, you stop. I command them now in the name of Jesus. to leave, to park. Out! Lose them. Come out now. Come out. 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 Every power afflicting, every demon in the bodies of people, every disease-causing devil, I bind you now. I command you to come and out! 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 In the name of Jesus! Afflicting demons, deaf and dumb spirits, blinding spirits, arthritis, epilepsy, cancer, growths, crippling spirit. I command you now to leave out in the name of Jesus. Come out in the name of Jesus. Come out in the name of Jesus. Come out in the name of Jesus. Every demon of depression, every demon of insanity, every demon of insomnia, the Lord is showing me somebody that forgets too easily. You don't know why. Your memory is restored now in the name of Jesus Christ. Every demon of addictions, we bind you now. Out! 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 Every power standing on your path to progress in life, in destiny, in ministry, as I speak now, out in the name of Jesus! In the name of Jesus, by the high hand of God, let your demand be answered as I speak now. Even people following us online, even people that have point of contact, maybe you are showing the person's picture or whatever, let the power of God hit that person now in the name of Jesus. Now, 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 now. Every power holding you down, holding you bound, limiting you, now I command it to leave and never come back. I charge them in the name of Jesus. Lose your works. The Bible said, for this reason, the Son of God was made manifest. Every work of Satan is destroyed. I don't care where it's coming from. How it's, that's not my business. As I speak now, Satan, I know you are hearing me. Lose them. Lose them. Lose them. Lose them. Let them go. 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 Lose them. There is somebody that has movement of object in your body. That thing is living now in the name of Jesus Christ. You are going to say this 3 times and then stay quiet. Then the power of God will move here. Are you hearing me? If I say Jesus, if I say in the name of Jesus, you shout, I am free. That's all. 3 times. Are you ready? Lift up your hands. In the name of Jesus! The power of God so strong. Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus! In the name of Jesus! Let the power move now. 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 Let the power of the Holy Ghost. Power of the Holy Ghost. On my left, to my right. Let the people that are bound be set free. Let those demons cry out and leave now. Let them cry out. Cry out. Cry out. Cry out. Cry out. Leave. Cry out. Leave. Cry out. Leave. Cry out and leave. They are crying out. More, more, more is coming. They are crying out. The fire is too much. The fire is much. The fire is much everywhere. From front to back, online. They are crying out. 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 The fire is much. Cry out, leave. Cry out, leave, 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 leave. Cry out, leave. Cry out, leave. Cry out, leave. Cry out, leave. Leave. Cry out, leave, 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 leave. You are healed in the name of Jesus. Let your amen be louder. Your miracle has come in the name of Jesus. Your miracle has come in the name of Jesus. If you notice any miracle and God has healed you, rush to my right hand side. There is no time. I will quickly take this. Victor, I believe you have microphone.
Yes, Daddy.
Rush quickly, quickly, quickly. Who again? Oyachimobi, run. Let's run. Just 5 minutes. Run. Where is Ifani? Run and go and take testimony, my friend. The power of God is still moving. Some of you, you don't know how to take advantage of. God is still working. There are many things happening. We are taking testimony, is working. Everybody's own will not mature at the same instant. That's why you have to pay attention. Keep staying. Keep on it. Keep on it. Just focus. Your own will soon happen. But if you lose connection and lose interest, it might go. What happened? What happened? Quickly. Come, 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 come. Come closer. Let the line come closer. Let the line come closer. Come inside. Closer. Come inside. Come closer, come closer. What happened? What happened?
This is Sister Victory. She said that immediately you started rebuking sickness. She has been experiencing this weakness, this headache since today. But the thing started intensifying.
Okay.
As you made the declaration,
yes,
immediately the thing disappeared. And also, it's not just that. It's not just that. Okay. It's not just that.
Can we have a better microphone? Why did they put something on your throat? Every power trying to silence your voice dies. Take this thing away. Let's hear that one.
She says she came here.
Somebody clap for Jesus. If you collect a man of God's voice, his ministry has ended. Yes. If somebody is trying to take away your ministry and God ever gives you permission to take his voice, his ministry that has gone. Person will just be running around. There is no more ministry. You just be running around and wind up your life. Wind down. You will see him. He will say the same thing he used to say. He say, you see, not this guy. That when he used to say this thing before, all of us shake. It's the thing. So what happened?
She said she had been experiencing sore throat, pain in her throat. As you...
I believe you have interviewed all of them. Be fast, be fast. I need one more person to... Why don't you know how to take testimony, Oga? I've noticed you run away from miracle. When I come, you're running away. All you want is prayer power is enough for you. Look at you. Crippled person are coming. Cripples are coming very soon. You see them, you run. Tell them, come to prayer meeting. It's a lie. Deliver them, and they will now come to prayer meeting. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Give me a sound there, small. Dennis, can't you take this? Run there. How are you doing? you have become a big man. I didn't watch you, but I have what? Because if it's before, you would have rushed. But okay, let me be. I will wait for you when you are ready. What happened?
And she said she had been experiencing sojourn because of long prayer. And as you prayed, the thing just disappeared as if it had not been existing before.
Can you clap for Jesus Christ? Come.
Not just that.
Okay.
She said she's the person that you prophesied that have been having a low mental. She cannot capture things. She says she's not
the only one. She is not the only one. But God has done your miracle for you. Come here.
She said immediately she gave her life to Christ. This spirit of timidity baptizer. She can't believe anything. She cannot accept. She's always afraid.
Is it possible?
It's not true. Devil is a liar.
He's a liar, Abby.
Yes.
You're permanent in the name of Jesus. Come.
Daddy, this my brother said that he has been having a throat pain and then a pain by the side of his stomach.
Okay.
This is yesterday, but right now, this evening, immediately you make declaration, the pains disappear.
Can you clap for Jesus? Your healing is permanent in the name of Jesus Christ.
He said he has been having this throat pain again and running nose since yesterday.
Okay.
He said immediately, place your hand there that the thing lifted. Not
before the prayer, come. Your healing is permanent in the name of Jesus Christ.
That is our sister.
What happened?
She said she has been having this pain on her ankle.
Okay.
But she said immediately you asked whether we
how are long carrying... ago? How long ago?
Yesterday.
Okay.
Immediately you asked, are you carrying Jesus or are you carrying Satan? Yeah. Then she now got angry and placed her hand there and prayed immediately.
Somebody get angry small. Listen to me. My brother Victor was preaching and he said that he's saying that God should bless you with wickedness. I saw some people. They say, I don't understand what. Let me finish it for you. Wickedness against Satan. So that it will be easy for you to understand. Are you getting what I'm saying? One of the things God needs to bless you with is that anger against your holy works of darkness. You need it. Your healing is permanent in the name of Jesus. What happened?
Daddy, this my brother said he has been feeling feverish and having this pain on his neck since yesterday.
Okay.
He said, but while you were ministering, one of the guys that was sitting beside him just held his hand and prayed for him and he got healed.
So somebody beside him prayed for him.
Yes.
Your healing is permanent in the name of Jesus. What happened?
Papa, there is a mighty miracle here.
Okay.
It's actually a creative one indeed.
Okay.
She had a hole in her teeth.
Okay.
While you prayed for long now, she has lost 5 tooth.
She has lost five
tooth. Four tooth already.
Four tooth already. Okay.
Because of this tooth pain.
Okay.
But while you prayed, the hole got covered up. And she can't feel the pain anyway again.
You are just standing. Look at that guy just standing like that. Can replace what is lost. I pray for you. As she has received what was lost in her life, let everything lost in your life be replaced in the name of Jesus. What happened?
This is our sister Esther.
Okay.
From the day one she arrived here, she became sick. So she had been having all kinds of symptoms. She couldn't concentrate.
Actually adjustment. Yes. But what happened now?
Why you prayed now? Because it has lasted for long. Why you prayed? All the symptoms gone.
Can you clap for Jesus Christ? Esther, your healing is permanent in Jesus' name. What happened?
Papa, this is a Emelie. Actually, her case
it's
is
not
a
Emelie,
bit...
it's barrister, Emelie.
Okay, barrister.
Oh my God. The bar. Can lawyers be sick? Tell me what happened.
Papa, it's actually a compound case, actually. She's been having ear pain. And it comes whenever she prays on her left ear.
Okay.
Not just that, you know, her nose was blocked.
Okay.
And she has eye problem and eye infection.
The same time.
Eye, nose, and ear.
It's compound. They are working together. So what happened now?
So while you pray, she noticed that while she's praying, she can't feel the pain again. Her nose has cleared. And she's noticing some changes in the eye infection.
Can you clap for Jesus? I like your own face. I like your beautiful. That's how you do it. Your healing is permanent. What happened?
Daddy said, he said around 2020 he started experiencing hemorrhoid.
Okay.
And around 2017 the same thing killed his father.
The same hemorrhoid killed his father and his own appeared. Every transgenerational sickness. Your father had big leg or your mother had big leg and the big leg has appeared. Let fire blast that sickness back to hell in the name of Jesus. Everybody in your house is wearing eyeglasses. Some of you have actually made it nice eyeglasses. Satan is Satan, whether he's nice or not. Yes. So what happened?
Since that 2020 till today,
yes,
he has been passing through this severe sickness. He said that when you started ministering and started singing, immediately you prophesied and said that somebody here has a hemorrhoid. Immediately he said that the thing left instantly.
Can you clap for Jesus Christ? Somebody scream! God just healed somebody of an eye defect. The person is not yet on this line. God healed you of eye defect. You are suffering from a serious sickness and your healing has not come. Come and just line up here. Just line up. Somebody monitor them. Let them just on a straight line. On a straight line. Don't come forward. Just line up there on a straight line. Your healing is permanent in the name of Jesus Christ. What happened?
Daddy, this is Ezeku Cynthia. She said for 2 years now, she discovered that whenever she prays, after she prays, it will seem as if something holds her throat like this. She cannot even speak what somebody will hear. She said it happened to her today. But while you prayed, she discovered the thing disappeared. Not only that, Daddy, she said, while you were praying, you mentioned her name, Ezeku Cynthia, and something left her.
I didn't mention your name. How did you hear it? This is spiritual here. Somebody scream! What's up?
That is my brother. Yes, he said that every time you do experience a loss.
As you are standing on that line, close your eyes, ask God to heal you. I will soon come and touch you. Be fast, be doing it. If I notice that you are not serious, I will just pass you.
What happened? Said there's this lump that appears seasonally on his lower abdomen.
What? Lump?
Lump, yes.
Okay, lower abdomen.
Yes, sir. He said, why you pray?
How long?
Half a year now.
Like 6 months now.
Yes, sir.
The lump appeared lower abdomen.
Yes, sir.
So what happened?
Say, why you pray? Why the prayer intensified?
Yes.
That he felt a hot... Yes.
Hotness around that region.
Yes, Daddy. And,
yes.
Then the pain that the thing usually comes with disappear.
Okay.
When he touched it, he discovered that the lump has also disappeared.
Hey! Somebody clap for Jesus! Disappeared. Your healing is permanent in the name of Jesus Christ. What happened?
Daddy, this my sister here said since the ending of last year,
okay,
discovered that the spirit of fear, anxiety came on her.
Yes.
But while you were praying, you mentioned the case and something left her. What you used to feel before.
It was not.
Yes,
come. May the Lord baptize you with boldness. Jesus' mighty name. What happened?
Like these are sisters at Chiamaka.
Okay.
She said that for 2 years that she has been having ulcer pain.
Okay.
And anytime she wants to fast, she'll begin to feel this burning sensation.
Yes, they are demons.
But so she said that immediately you prayed, that yes, she felt that burning sensation and then the thing totally went down and disappeared.
Come. My sister, your healing is permanent in Jesus' name. You know you will fast now. God bless you. What happened?
Okay, like this, our sister, Sister Faith. She said from a childhood that she had been having sugar allergy. Okay. Anytime she eats food, she begins to feel pain. And then sometimes the pain comes around.
Like if it contains sugar.
Yes, if it contains sugar, she begins to feel pain. And sometimes the pain comes at this point. She said about that immediately you pray that the pain that she was feeling, that the pain disappeared.
Let me hear her. Let me hear.
My tongue was swollen last night with pain.
Okay.
So I couldn't talk. So immediately you started mentioning sickness. At first I thought it was normal. Right? I placed my hand on my neck and
her tongue was swollen. So what now happened?
I placed my hand on my neck as we were praying.
Yes.
The pain, everything is good.
Can you clap for Jesus? Come. Your healing is permanent. Well, I'm not a medical person, but I believe all these allergies are demons. God created your body, say sugar allergy. Should we stop eating? Bring that person for me. That demon is living. That's why I told you people to pay attention. God is walking everywhere. Your healing is permanent in the name of Jesus Christ. What happened?
Okay, these are our sisters. Sister, rejoice. It's actually the sister that you spoke about that the word of knowledge you gave concerning somebody that has memory loss that she doesn't normally remember.
Okay.
She said that immediately you prayed that she felt a calmness that came to her.
A calmness
that came and then it did.
Can you clap for Jesus? You are restored in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. What happened?
That we have, this is a testimony from last year prayer and prophetic conference.
Okay.
My name is Augustus Israel Obi.
So are there online testimony? Bring them.
I attended last year's PMP.
Okay.
And in the conference, I believed God for a job. 2 days after PMP, I received a call.
Out. Leave. Out. 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 Out, 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 Jesus, out, Jesus, out, out, Jesus, out, Jesus. If I pray for you, you can leave so that people behind you. Jesus, out, Jesus. Make sure they are not folding their arms. Make sure they are not folding. You are watching. Make sure. Jesus, 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 out, be healed, Jesus, Jesus, be healed, 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 Jesus, 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 be healed, out, be healed, Jesus, 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 be healed. Let me hear you quickly.
So he said he believed God for a job last year, PMP. 2 days after PMP, he received a call from a total stranger. He told me he's calling from Nigeria Achieve Oil Company. He asked me to send my CV to his mail. Initially, I thought it was a scam, but on a second thought, I sent him the CV.
I went
to Port Harcourt for the interview.
Yes.
And to the glory of God, I got the job. Also, within a few months
for
of
Jesus.
Securing
he's
the
now
job,
working on all you. Listen, if you are looking for a job, you have it in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Also, within a few months of securing the job, I was promoted. And God also miraculously healed my mom.
Can you clap for Jesus Christ?
That is, this testimony is from Clinty Isaac. Hallelujah. Please help me thank God. After I was praying just now and my fan was rolling very fast and it started to make noise all of a sudden. The fan fell to where I was sitting, but to the glory of God, I wasn't hurt.
Can you clap for Jesus?
This is from Osindele Joshua in Lagos State. He said, my dad is free from body and leg pain.
Can you clap for Jesus Christ? Wait, what happened?
That it is our brother Toby. He said that when we were praying, that the time came during the prayer time that he suddenly had headache.
Yes.
And then the thought now came to him that he's leaving this conference with fire. Meanwhile, he has headache.
But if I have laid hands on you, come out from the front.
So when the thought came that he's leaving this conference and then...
How do we confirm these people are sick, Seth? Something is telling me... Continue, continue.
So when the thought came that he was going to leave the conference and then having headache, a thought now came to him. He told himself that he has testimony as a weapon, and then the headache totally disappeared.
Can you clap for Jesus Christ? Your healing is permanent.
Like this, our brother Victor, he said yesterday that during the time of prayer that he suddenly started feeling back pain around his face, and he could not pray. Anytime he bends down, he could not pray. But immediately you made the prayer that now he can no longer feel the pain.
Can you clap for Jesus Christ? Victor, your healing is permanent. What happened?
Daddy, this is Brother Gracia.
Okay.
He said that since yesterday he has been experiencing a severe headache.
Okay.
That even today that he cannot pray well because of the problem.
Okay.
But he said that when you were ministering, he began to look for the headache. He can't find it. He cannot precisely say that this is when he left.
Can you clap for Jesus Christ? Your healing is permanent. What happened?
Daddy, yesterday this sister met me and she said that one of the brothers had an accident and broke the spinal cord.
Okay.
So, and I know that God is about to move today.
Okay.
I told her, in as much as I prayed.
You see, this man, he said, and I know that God is about to move today. So what happened?
Even though I prayed for her, I told them to follow online because I know God is about to do something.
Okay.
She brought a testimony that that guy has been lying prayer. He even had the picture here.
Yes. So what happened now?
He said that the guy has started responding to treatment, the neck, and he has started moving around.
Can you call for Jesus?
And this was the God that I ought to do.
Let me hear. What happened? Wait.
He said he has started responding to treatment and started responding the neck and the other things. But he's
so trusting. That spinal issue has been sorted.
God has started working on it.
Can you clap for Jesus again? That healing is permanent in the name of Jesus Christ. What happened?
She said for more than 2 years, she had been experiencing severe pain on her kneecaps.
Maybe you, they go take drug. They give her injection. She likes it. The way she was sending me message. Papa, I want to give her another shot of injection. That I say, smoke here. Demons. Say after me, demons. Say after me, I will not pet demons. So what happened?
She said sometimes she will try to stand and she will fall.
I told her what's wrong. What do you want me to do for you? She said she's just informing me she wants to go to hospital. I said, okay, that you are free to go. I thought she would tell me to pray for her. Because you can't force somebody what he doesn't want. Ah, thank God you finally want God to heal.
What actually happened is that when you started praying,
yes,
she said that the demon will leave from this kneecap and jump to another one. From this kneecap and jump to the waist. And after a while, the demon left entirely.
Can you clap for Jesus? What happened? What happened?
This is a mighty miracle.
Okay.
He has had a growth on his mouth, inside his mouth.
He had a growth inside. Yes. Are you hearing this?
A growth for over 4 years.
Inside his mouth.
On the both side of the mouth.
Both side of the
left
mouth.
And the right.
Yes.
While you pray, the growth disappeared.
Hey. Can you clap for Jesus? You are not clapping. You are not clapping. Okay.
For over 5 years, whenever he runs, he used to feel a pain on the left side of his stomach,
yes,
lower abdomen.
Okay.
But while you prayed, he went outside to test it.
To run.
So he ran outside, and after running, he noticed that no pain, no sign of.
Run again. Run to that. Run to Budos and come back. Your healing is permanent. Your healing is permanent.
Having loss of memory for long, you okay. Mentioned the insomnia, but while you pray, he now noticed that you could remember because he said that it was that bad that whenever you tell him something, after a while he will forget it.
Yes,
so it was also a miracle that he came out and remembered everything.
Can you clap for Jesus Christ? What
happened? This is a miracle. Actually, it's something prophetic. While coming for this conference, she traveled back to her place that was open.
Yes.
And from her family house.
Okay.
Came to this place.
She carried some from her, family,
her
house.
Family house.
Okay, what
she
happened?
Came to this place. While you were praying, she saw a vision. She saw some bee packing out from her family house.
Somebody said, send them back and go. Send them back and go. Send them back and go. deliverance is permanent in the name of Jesus Christ. What happened? What happened?
But actually, this is a 2 years, something that an infirmity that lasted for over 2 years.
Okay.
On the left, on the right side of his hand,
okay.
Back pain.
Okay.
Just here.
Okay.
But while you prayed, he knows that the pain disappeared clearly. For over 2 years, the pain has persisted. And not just that alone, he has been having insomnia also.
Yes.
But while you prayed also, he noticed that he could not remember perfectly well.
Can you clap for Jesus Christ? Come. Your healing is permanent in the name of Jesus.
What happened? This is another case of memory loss.
Okay.
Now healed. She said that as long as she can remember, that you can tell her something now, and in the next 1-2 minutes she forgets
it. Okay, okay.
But she said immediately you mentioned the case and prayed, she felt a sensation at the left part of her brain.
Yes, yes.
And she knew that immediately that she was healed.
Can you clap for Jesus? Your healing is permanent. Adana, your healing is permanent in Jesus' name. What happened?
Daddy, she said she has been having a lump at the right side of her armpit.
Okay.
Since today, she said that she was just moving somehow.
Like this, like as if she's proud. But it's something that is there. You understand now? That thing, once it's like this, you will keep your hands as if you are proud. But you are not. So what happened?
She said immediately you pray that the pain and the lump disappear.
Can you clap for Jesus Christ? Your healing is permanent. What happened?
Daddy, this our sister has been having waist pain.
Waist pain?
Waist pain.
For how long?
For some days now. She said she has been feeling this pain on her waist.
Okay.
But she said in this meeting when you prayed, okay, that it disappeared.
Can you clap for Jesus? Your healing is permanent in the name of Jesus. What happened?
That this my sister said throughout today that she had a lump in her throat.
A lump in your throat?
Yes, and headache too.
Okay.
But while you prayed,
yes,
that the lump disappeared.
Can you clap for Jesus? Lump, 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 lump. Every lump in any part of your body, breast lump or any kind of lump or any kind of growth that is unnatural in your body, let it dematerialize now in the name of Jesus. I command you, Lord, hear me out.
Daddy, that's not us. She said while you prayed that both the headache and the lump disappeared. Then she said a pain for 6 months at the right side of her leg.
Okay.
Yes, that while you also prayed, the pain disappeared.
Can you clap for Jesus? Come, come. He's remaining. He's remaining. You didn't finish her testimony.
Yes, Daddy. She said that before she came,
yes,
that her dad told her that he was in a revelation.
Okay.
And saw that she was being initiated by a woman.
Okay.
Yes, that when she came here and while you prayed,
yes,
that she saw that she knew that that particular thing disappeared from her.
Lift up your hands. Can't come here and be initiated. Look at my eyes. What happened? Quickly,
Daddy. This my sister said that she has been having chest pain for some time. Now.
Okay, okay.
That while you prayed and mentioned the case, the chest pain stopped.
Can you clap for
Not
Jesus?
Not only that, Daddy. She said her body movement for 4 years.
Okay.
While you were praying, you also mentioned it that immediately.
Body movement, but things moving.
Were moving around her.
And the thing has stopped.
4 years. That
Jesus, can you clap for Jesus? Your healing is permanent in the name of Jesus. Listen, if I laid hands on you, go and check yourself, you are healed. Go and join the testimony. My God, testimony line is long. Come closer, testimony line, come closer, come closer, come closer, come closer. Go closer, go closer, go closer, go closer. Go closer to the front, go closer to the front. Come closer, come inside. Out. Be healed. Jesus. Be healed. Be healed. Be healed. Be healed. Be healed. Jesus. Be healed. Out. Be healed. Jesus. Be healed. Be healed. Jesus. Listen, listen, listen. If you're on this line, if you are praying, stop praying now. Be healed. Jesus. Be healed. Be healed. Be healed. Be healed. Be healed. Be healed. I told you people, don't allow anybody to fall down. You are not doing anything. You are not starting. Be healed. Be healed. Be healed. Be healed. Be healed. Be healed. Jesus. 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 Power. Power. Jesus. Jesus. Be healed. Be healed. Be healed. Be healed. Power. Be healed. Come on, Jesus. 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 Be healed. Reduce it. Normalize in the name of Jesus Christ. From the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. Let the power of God pass through your body. Normalize. Normalize, normalize. I release life and power. Set and pack your property, Jesus. Be healed, be healed, be healed, Jesus. Be healed, be healed, be healed, Jesus. Be healed, be healed, be healed, be healed. What happened? Quickly, we have my God. Just 3 more minutes.
Daddy, this my sister here said that. Before this time,
okay,
that she used to forget.
I know her.
She said she used to forget this.
Doctor, I don't understand.
She said,
How do you now become a doctor?
She said, no,
doctors, their job is to carry all the books in the world and put it. Is it possible that the doctor will forget from a professional point of view as a consultant?
Yes, sir.
Wahala there. See, after me, Satan spares no one. Let me hear.
She said that after some time the thing reduced.
Okay.
But recently she discovered the thing even increased the
more. Higher.
Yes, sir. That even in the hospital there, she forgets to administer drugs.
Okay, you don't forget books, but you forget other things of life. Okay, okay.
She said today that in fact, at a point, the devil had to let her know that it's because she was careless, that it's not a sickness, she's just a careless person. And she believed it.
See, Satan convinced you.
She said today, what made her believe it was a sickness or that something was wrong?
Yes,
was that she had a thought in her heart to go outside and buy something. When she went out, she forgot what she went for. She came back and remembered, went out again, forgot it. Came back, remembered, went out again, forgot it. That's when she told God that something was wrong. She said that the name of the thing is ADHD.
The name of this thing now is what? ADHD. You know, doctors, there is always a name. So, what
that,
does he mean?
Why you were praying?
What does he mean? Tell us what he means.
Please, what does he mean?
Attention deficit hyperactivity disorder.
Hey. Attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. Now you know it. You say you spirit of attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. My friend, demons out. That's all I know. Whatever your name is, out, 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 out. In Jesus' name. Now that you got here, what name did I call? I just called demon. There is always a drug for every demon. It's either you give the Holy Ghost or you give drug.
Daddy, she said that he told God that today you must mention her case.
Yes.
While you were praying, she was telling God that even if you might not know the name of the thing, that you must mention her case.
Yes.
When you mentioned asthma, that she told God, the thing starts from A. A is asthma. While you were still praying, you now said that you forget too much. You now commanded the thing to leave.
And then she was healed. Daddy. Your healing is permanent in the name of Jesus. What happened?
Daddy, this is our brother. He says yesterday he has been having severe pain
at
the lower abdomen.
Okay.
But immediately you prayed and he tried to check the pain totally disappeared.
Can you clap for Jesus? Pain totally disappeared. Your healing is permanent in Jesus' name.
Okay, that is our brother. He said that since the inception of the conference,
okay,
I have been having sore throat.
Okay,
and then he could not actually pray enough.
Yes,
but that immediately you pray that he tried to check now that he felt something left him and then he struck.
Can you clap for Jesus? Your healing is permanent. Listen to me. You see what we are saying? How can you pray for the sick for 5 to 10 minutes? Come here, go and check the line. Can't be run, go and check the line. Tell me where you stop. I'm telling you now, you are just looking for one. Can you see the end? Well, you can't see the end, David. How can you pray for 5 minutes Lift up your hand. Say, God, give me something.
We believe God's word came to you in accuracy and power. To connect to the ministry of God's servant, Apostle Edu Udechukwu, send us a message on WhatsApp via the number +234 813 007 4040 or email at revivalhopglobal@gmail.com. To access transforming messages and partner with us, visit our website at www.revivalhopinternational.org. Follow us on all our social media platforms at Revival Hub International and on YouTube at Apostle Edu Udechukwu. God bless you.